part of the Wall Street Business Network on Twitter at 880TheBiz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we've got a great show here for you today. We're going to do what happened at the ICSC with my good friend Phil Rosen. He's with Becker and Polyakov. And we've got the guys from Raysol here today. We're going to talk about their new software that helps you get your real estate financing rocking and rolling. So stick with us. We got great information you can use today to make your life better right now. Wanda, take it away. Oh, I love that. You know what else I love? I love my buddies at Warren Henry. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you got every advantage that you can. That's why you got to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Vantage. That's right, the Warren Henry Vantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and the best price guarantee. And you get the personal assistant that'll stick with you for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, what happens if your loan doesn't fit into the box, if it's not Fannie Mae approved? What if you're from Colombia, Venezuela, Argentina, Nicaragua, heck, Canada, or even the United States? Maybe you're from the United States, you had a short sale. If you're from those places, you're not a U.S. citizen, well, then maybe that'd be a problem if you need to get financing. But hey, call me at 305-773-6300. Call me again, 305-773-6300, and I will help you. When you call me, it's all about you. That's right. I can help you get that mortgage. We do non-resident foreign alien loans all the time. Condo? No problem. Miami Beach, South Beach, North Beach, Fort Lauderdale. I can help you all. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Wanda!
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we got great guests here. We got all my good friends here. We're going to have them all introduce themselves in just a minute. But before we do, I'm going to give a thank you to all the folks at Aventura Hospital who have been helping my mom. She's been in ICU. That's why I look so gorgeous today. But I promise I'm on top of my game for you, because when I do my radio show, it's all about you making your life better every day. Hey, I want to thank Andrea, Stanley, Ina, and I, of course, want to thank my good friend Howard, who is my backup. Howard, thank you. All the folks at Aventura Hospital, thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow. I know you're going to get my mom better. Now we are on. Everybody better lean in and listen to their microphone. Everybody better lean in and talk on their microphone. Get ready. You got to pull that microphone down in your face. There you go. Manny, talk. You're going to, okay, now I want to introduce all my friends. I got the boys from Ray Sal here. They're going to talk about what's happening with Ray Sal. Guys, give it to me.
Well, thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having us.
You got to introduce yourself first.
I appreciate that. My name is Josh Young. I'm the founder and CEO of Raisel.com. We are the number one online commercial mortgage marketplace.
Manny.
I'm Manny Huerta with Raisel. I'm the senior commercial loan advisor there.
I love you guys. All right. Now, listen, I've got a commercial mortgage need. How do I do something with you guys?
Well, it's very easy. You just go online to Raisel.com, R-A-I-S-A-L.com, and we have a quick onboarding process. It takes about 3 minutes, and within that time frame, you can get connected up to literally hundreds of different types of lenders, and we have a matching algorithm that makes sure you're matched up with the right lender from a bank all the way to a bridge to hard money. It doesn't really matter to us. We're there to facilitate the loan from A to Z.
How does your machine know who I need to meet?
Well, that's kind of the secret sauce, Jim. We have a proprietary matching algorithm that learns based on different attributes of a particular loan. So whether it's an apartment loan, whether it's a shopping center, could be an office building, and then there's geographic area. So as you know, being in this industry for a long time, every lender is unique. And they have different unique preferences. And we've built a system that where lenders can actually build a profile, just like you can build a profile on a dating site, so that we can match up through those matching through the matching algorithm through different attributes to make sure you get connected with the right lender.
Well, people always say to me, they say, Jim, what do you do? I say, well, all I really do is take people on dates. Sounds like you're putting me out of business.
Not necessarily. We actually are very broker friendly. We work with dozens of brokers across the state. In fact, we work with quite a few across the country, and they use our software to help really to facilitate some efficiency to the process. And part of this company was really founded upon the idea that it's an inefficient process right now, and it can be solved. The inefficiency could be solved through technology, and we built that.
Now, Manny, you've been a top lending officer here in town for many, many years. People know you as a guy that gets problems solved. What made you move from brick and mortar to online?
I just saw the potential. That it was incredible. And the way everything is going with technology, this makes it easy for the borrower to match up with the right lender.
Well, Manny, then, how does it determine product type by product type? Where on the capital stack do your guys fit, or do you fit all across the capital stack?
We basically fit all across the capital stack, Jim. Like Josh was saying, we have a proprietary software that matches the lender with the borrower's needs. And depending on what your needs are, you'll get matched up with the right lender.
Yeah, well, I've done a whole bunch of loans in my day. And what I've found is that never is it the same twice. The documents always got to get negotiated. How does that work with you guys?
Well, we're a little bit earlier in the process. You know, what we found is it takes about 3 weeks and sometimes up to about 30 different lenders knocking on those doors, trying to get somebody to be interested in a particular loan. As you said, every deal is unique. And while one lender likes, gas stations, the next lender doesn't. And one will lend on one side of the street and the other won't lend on the other. And so through this process and through this platform, we can efficiently knock on all those doors, and the ones that we already know are closed, they won't knock on that door. So the matching component is critical. And then there's the bidding. We have a competitive bid process that allows the lenders to submit competitive bids, sort of like a lending tree type model where you can get multiple offers at the same time, multiple options. And what we found is borrowers are very concerned about just getting a lender to be interested in it, but B, having a couple of options. You know, maybe the first option isn't make a lot of sense. So we try to give a couple of different options. And ultimately, through this competitive system, we found that customers want the competitive nature. They want to have transparency. And they want to shop. I mean, well, let's face it, this is a big purchase, right? Or a big thing in their financial what they're doing. So that's one of the critical things of it.
Now, Josh, I know that you were an attorney, real successful attorney here in town, and you got into this. The attorneys always like to get their fingerprints on everything. Is this attorney friendly?
It's actually very, a lot of this came out of my experience of representing banks, both in-house and outside. And we actually deal with a lot of attorneys, because a lot of times the attorneys, as our other guest here, Phil, will attest.
Yeah, Phil was giving me a dirty look. Phil, you're not getting out of a job here. There's a reason that these guys are talking. You're here. We're going to do something here.
But yeah, I mean, the attorneys sometimes are the traffic cop. I found myself being the traffic cop a lot of times, where customers come to say to me, or the client rather, which bank do we go to, or where do we go with this thing? And you start rolling through your Rolodex of what makes sense and what doesn't. And that's really one of the sort of the genesis of this whole platform. And it's been amazing, Jim. We launched this thing about January of this year, and we have just exploded. We have clients across the country. We're doing hundreds of millions of dollars in deals right now, and it's really, I think we've hit the nerve on what is happening in commercial lending.
Well, you know, we were talking outside in the green room, and you were mentioning to me that you're looking for all kinds of different people to help join you. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because we've had folks that have actually hooked up through the airwaves that have gotten jobs. So if you're looking for a job, listen up, because Josh is about to tell you something you might just get excited about. Josh, it's yours.
Yeah, well, thanks. We're looking for a variety of different people to join us. We're an ever-growing company. We are a startup, but it is growing quite rapidly. So we're looking for underwriters or analysts. We're looking for some processors, and we're always looking for other loan advisors like Manny that can generate business, that are looking to do it in a little bit different manner.
Why don't you send me an email? Because I've got a whole bunch of young folks that are looking to get into things, and I'd love to get them on a platform that's as progressive and really, really cool as yours. We've only got a couple more minutes in this segment, but can you guys stick with me and do a second segment?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Awesome. Okay, great. So then, Manny, I'm a client. I'm a customer. You're calling on me. We've done business at TerraBank, the other places you've been. Ooh, I guess I shouldn't have really said that. But Manny, great to see you. Love the cafecito. The pastelito was great. How am I going to do business with you? Why?
Because we get the deal done for you.
Oh, keep talking. You can't just talk like that, or I'm going to just roll right past you. Come on. Tell me what you mean by getting the deal done. It's more complicated than that.
It's not. It really isn't, Jim. It really is not that complicated. We go to the right lenders. We know what you're looking for. We match you with the proper lender, whether you're here, California, New York, Pennsylvania.
He's getting on a roll there, Josh. Should I ask him another question, or you want to jump in here?
Yeah, ask him how he thinks outside of the box.
Yeah, you know, because I talk about that. If your loan don't fit inside of the box, you should call me at Spectrum, but I'm talking about Resi. How about with you guys?
Well, we do think outside the box. We have a deal we're working on right now where we are putting up a cash collateral as a supplement to the cash flow, and we're achieving the debt service coverage ratio that the lender was looking for.
Wow, that's a whole bunch of jargon. What did you really mean?
That we got the deal done for the client.
You got a creative solution, too.
Definitely.
Hey,
definitely.
And if there's a closing, everybody's happy, right?
Definitely.
Okay, now, Wanda, how much more time do I have in this segment? 2 minutes. 2 minutos. All right. Well, Josh, since we only have a couple more minutes, why don't we talk about how people find you if they want to either get a job or get a deal done? Where do they find you?
Well, that's a good segue into, I wanted to give a shout out to my marketing team back home, back in the office, Jacinia and Bill and Scott.
Shout out.
They do an awesome job.
They do a phenomenal job. They're really helping us spread the word.
Brownie point meter's going way up, guys.
But you'll find us on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. We do quite a bit of digital advertising. We are an internet company. We're a fintech company, so we rely heavily on the digital side. So if you Google commercial mortgage, you'll find us usually at the top of the list. Commercial loans in Miami or commercial mortgage marketplace. We are known for the most part throughout the industry now as the number one commercial mortgage marketplace. So just Google commercial mortgage marketplace and you'll find us.
I think that's absolutely awesome. And high five to you for getting that. And well done to the marketing folk. Well done to the marketing folks back home.
And thank you, Jim.
No, it's my absolute pleasure. I'm loving it. I'm loving working with you guys. Listen, you guys are a pleasure having on because you're buying into it, which is having fun, not just giving out information. Now, we've only got about a minute left. So Manny, what have you seen as far as the marketing platform? Has it helped you generate more deals?
Definitely. We closed one deal early on, right after we launched. It was amazing. It was something totally out of the box for me, out of a totally different procedure. The borrower lived in Atlanta. The lender was in Orlando. And the property, the lender was in Boca and the property was in Orlando.
And you were in Miami.
And I'm in Miami. I never met the borrower, never met the lender, and I never saw the property, which I had never done before as a banker.
Yeah, Pedro, this is the future of real estate lending. We're going to be back after a short break. Stick with us. We're going to hear more really cool stuff about how you can get a loan with the RaySal platform. That gives Wanda enough time to tee up the exit music. So, Wanda, I'm out. We're back on the air. Red thing's on. The music is down. And I'm here to tell you about my good friends at Warren Henry. That's right. My good friends at Warren Henry. If you need a car, you need to see my friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo. They're all great brands. Infiniti and Jaguar. They're all great brands. And you know what makes them special? They come with the Warren Henry Advantage. The Warren Henry Advantage means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I use all that great stuff, and it's just awesome to have. But the most awesome thing is being a member of the Warren Henry family. That's right. If you're looking for a car, give Warren Henry a call. Always the best service. Always the best price. Always Warren Henry. Wanda!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, well, now it is time for Spectrum Mortgage. If your loan doesn't fit in a box, if it's residential, you know, we also do commercial, hard money lending. Maybe we got to get on your platform. Oh, well, hey, maybe we'll talk about that after the show. Anyway, if you're looking to buy, or if you need that mortgage, if you're Venezuelan, Colombian, Nicaraguan, Argentinian, anybody, you're a non-resident foreign alien, Canadian, hey, maybe you're a U.S. resident, but you had a short sale or some kind of little credit hickey that makes you just a bit less than perfect, well, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you today. That's right. If you need a residential mortgage, give me a call. We can do anything from a small loan all the way up to $10 million. We're one of Florida's oldest and highest regarded private lenders in Florida. That's right. We can get your deal done. If it's not perfect, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Heck, if it's perfect, I'll help you too. 305-773-6300. Give me a call. Jim Fried, Spectrum Mortgage, Wanda.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
You know, I think you could hear a little bit of that redneck twang in my voice because I was in Orlando and talking to people in Georgia all week, too. But, you know, I just love my hometown of Miami. And before I get any further, I was really from North Miami Beach, Aventura Hospital. My mom's up in ICU at Aventura Hospital. I want to thank all the folks at Aventura Hospital, Andrea, Stanley, Ina, and I want to thank my good buddy Howard who stood in for me. And while I'm at it, I want to give a shout out to all the folks at the DaVita Dialysis Clinic over there by the University of Miami, the people that keep my wife feeling as peachy keen as she possibly can. Now we're back here with all my good friends here from RaySal. We got Josh Young, he's the founder and CEO. We got Manny Huerta, he's their top producer. And in a little while, we're going to have Phil Rosen coming. He's a shareholder at Becker and Polyakov. And we're going to talk about what happened at the ICSC. Hey guys, were you at the ICSC?
As a matter of fact, we were at the ICSC.
Well, tell me about your experience there.
Let me tell you, that's our third ICSC show. We went to the national show in Vegas a couple of months ago.
You're making me feel old. It was my 30th.
Yeah.
30th.
Well, our company's brand new, so our third is that's a
lot for us. That's pretty darn good to me.
But yeah,
high five to you.
Thank you.
All right.
It was awesome, Jim. We were so busy. I looked around. I didn't see another booth that was as busy as ours.
You were the guys that were taking the numbers with the little deli machine. Was that you?
It looked like that. Yeah. It was amazing to watch the eyes light up from either borrowers. We had lenders. We had developers that were putting their deals in our system and running a demo, and their eyes were just lighting up. Like, I cannot believe this thing exists. This is going to make my life so much easier. And it was just great. We probably came home with a couple $100 million worth of deals, one way or the other, that would come to us from different folks. So it was an incredible success. We love that show. The ICSC is great.
So then let's say I'm a developer. I saw you. I got all excited about getting on your platform. What's next? Because I'm technophobic. Not really, but I'm saying that for purposes of discussion.
Well, you don't necessarily have to put it through the platform. We can take you offline. We can pair you up. We pair every single customer that comes into our platform with an experienced loan advisor. You get your own team. We do the underwriting. We do the pro formas for you. We take you from A to Z all the way to closing. So it's a full service platform that's built with a technology solution.
You know, once I walked into a meeting with a whole bunch of, I'll just call it this, analog brokers, and I was holding up one of your flyers that I had gotten from the CCIMs. You know, CCIMs are one of our sponsors, too.
That's right. Shout out to CCIM. We love them.
Awesome, hey, awesome Frank. Group. Hey, Frank. Hey, Brett. Hey, guys. You know, my favorite thing of all time is Sandra Goldstein's segment, but that's a story for another day. So, and I came back and I said, guys, you're all obsolete. They gave me a blank stare. They didn't understand. What are you doing that's taken all of the stuff that's been so problematic about doing loans and making it easy?
Well, for one, we're actually working with quite a few CCIM members. In fact, three or four that you just mentioned, like Frank and Britt's been great.
Shout out alert.
And Danny and some of the rest of the guys.
Oh, Danny, I don't want to give Danny a shout out.
He gets enough shout outs, right?
But he's here. He dominates. I can't get a word in.
Isabel Fine also.
I love Isabel. Yeah, she is great. Muy fina, see?
She is terrific. And so we've been working with them and getting their listings pre-approved and getting terms for them from multiple options so they can have a financing solution already set forth in the deal.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So it's not like, here's my promise about what your leveraged return is. Here's my leveraged return if you're something like this. That's awesome.
That's right.
Manny, is that productive? Is that helping you get business?
Very much so. We have clients that have realtors or CCIMs that have listings that they include our term sheets and our finance proposal in their packaging when they go out and see a buyer.
Wow, Josh, did you think this was going to take off this way this fast?
No, I've been...
You're supposed to say yes. You're the founder.
Well, we literally...
You're an entrepreneur.
We've been around for 8 months, and this company is growing at a pace
Only
that
eight
is,
months? Yeah. I thought it was like 3 years. No. Oh, my gosh.
It's insane. We're so privileged and honored to have the ability to work with the CCIM folks, and really, we've seen people come from all over the country that come to us and say, this is a solution that is a long time coming, and so we feel real proud about what we've built so far. We're in the first inning of this thing, and we're looking forward to working with them across the country, really. But, you know, our roots are here in Miami, Florida. I'm born and raised here. Manny's
Which high school?
Palmetto.
All right, NMB. Manny?
St. Brendan's High School.
Who loves you, baby?
So our roots
Private
are here.
School, dude. Yeah.
And
first graduating class also.
Oh, yeah. Make me feel real young. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm probably as old as you are, Jim.
No, 1920s when you graduate.
I give a shout out to my kids who are going to be third. My son Jack and my daughter Brooke are probably listening at home, and they'll be third generation.
What was that music thing you were talking about? Just tell them a shout out on that, too. Phil got all excited.
Oh, man, Musical.ly, yeah. That's another app. Another technology solution for the kids.
You're so techno. Now we were talking a bit before your platform's expanding. The borrowers are there. The lenders are there. What's missing is the human element. What are the opportunities with you again with the human element? Because I think a lot of people would like to hear that maybe you're feeling like they want to get on the train with you.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in the brokerage business, whether you're an underwriter, analyst, you're a producer, you know, give us a call.
How about bankers?
We love bankers. Manny's an ex-banker. I'm an ex-banker. A lot of us in the company are ex-bankers.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we love bankers. You know, certainly if you're frustrated, we actually talked with a guy that we're in discussions with right now. He was saying that his group had $80 million in deals that came to him that he
He originated, but he couldn't close them. He got them all the way to committee, and committee said no mas.
That's right. He only did 30 out of the 80. He left $50 million in deals on the table. So he's coming over here and said, I can do all 80 through your platform because I don't have one credit officer at one bank with one loan program. I have every credit officer at every bank at every loan program across the state.
Oh, my God. I'm getting excited. If I wasn't so cold in here, I think I'd be sweating bullets now. I'd be so excited. Now, how do people get a hold of you again?
They can find us at raisal.com. That's R-A-I-S-A-L. It's the same as appraisal.com. So just raisal.com. You can email me at josh@raisal.com, or you can call us at 855-407-LOAN.
Now, that's a good thing that you brought up, appraisals. How do you get the third parties figured out here?
Well, as you know, Jim, the appraisal side is very much controlled by the lender. In some cases, we can accelerate those things and order third-party reports like environmentals and appraisals, but largely that's handled by the lender. What we're doing is we're teeing it up. We're framing it up, getting it to the right lender, getting terms pre-negotiated so you don't have to do that later, and accelerating that process so you can get to the underwriting, to the closing, to the appraisal. You know, that part is somewhat out of our hands, but if you can accelerate the other piece, which we're doing, we're taking from what normally takes about 3 weeks, we do it about 3 minutes.
You know, back in the day when there was really no computers, and then they got the little compact with the screen was like that big. I forgot where I was going with that. Well, those were the old days. These are the new days. It seems to me like things are moving really fast and that people need to take advantage of the technology. How did you come up with this idea? Thank you. What problem are you solving?
There you go. Well, let's think about banking, right? Online banking. People don't go to branches anymore. They're using online banking. They're using their phones. Let's look at the travel industry. Everyone's going online to Orbitz, Travelocity, what have you, to get their travel. Insurance, car insurance, home insurance, payroll, taxes, you name it. There's a variety of these financial services that are moving online. Crowdfunding got real popular the last couple of years, but really the banks have shown, hey, if you want the lowest possible rates and best possible terms, you better come into the banks.
Certainty of execution?
Absolutely. Certainty of execution and getting the deal done on a variety of different channels. That's what we solved. We saw the opportunity. We hopped on it, and we're crushing it, quite frankly.
Tell me about the most complicated deal that you've got. No names, nothing like that. We don't want to violate any confidentialities, but tell me about something really interesting that you got that people could sink their teeth into. You got 10 seconds. I'm kidding. We got time. Go ahead.
Well, we're doing a complex garage deal here in Miami. Parking garage deal. We've done a variety of different multifamily deals, apartment buildings, large and small, from a couple of million dollars to $20 million. We have a deal in the Virgin Islands that we're working on.
Ooh, I got one. Ooh.
Which is kind of interesting. We've done shopping centers. We've done office buildings.
Only cash flow, or can you do construction financing? Oh, I talked about
definitely.
That. That's a dirty word, construction financing for most people. So you can get construction financing
yes,
down?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my
yes,
gosh,
sir.
Manny, how come we're not talking more often?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to talk tomorrow.
We need to.
We need to hablar conmigo, señor.
Let me tell you, Jim. That's
about it for me.
The bulk of the opportunities that we saw at the ICSC show were new construction deals. There's no shortage of new construction opportunities out there. Manny is actually the best I've ever seen, and he is my colleague here. But I've seen him underwrite some deals, and he is an amazing asset to you. Regardless of whether you do the loan, the guy knows what he's doing.
See, the most important part I think right now is to know who's in the market and who's not in the market. I won't mention any names, but I talk to some of these lenders. Go, well, we're full up on construction until we get some payoffs. And I go, well, how are you going to do business? And the way to really do it is to go to a matrix like you guys provide, the matrix of commercial lending. I want money for that.
That's right. I like it. Thank you.
We pay referral fees, Jim.
No, I'm talking about the ad thing I came up with. And people heard me. They know where you heard it.
That's right. Well, you know, Phil and I were talking in the green room beforehand and, you know, mentioning, I won't mention the bank, but one bank shut off their multifamily lending. And you wouldn't know that unless you went and pitched them a deal. But we
down the road, probably, because the loan officer said, oh, yeah, I can get that done.
That's right. And they're not knowing. So we have not just one bank or one lender. You know, we have every major program, every bank, you can name it. They're in our platform.
Juanita, how much more time do I have? All right, she's giving me the single finger. So what I want you to do, I know you're looking to hire people too. So please, how do people get a hold of you? Maybe you can stick around a little and we can maybe back channel here on some of Philip's stuff since you were at the ICSC too.
Well, you can email me at josh@razel.com. You can find us at razel.com, or you can just Google Commercial Mortgage Marketplace. You will find us at the top of the list. You can also call us at 855-407-LOAN. We are hiring. We're hiring bankers, analysts, underwriters, marketing people, developers. We're also looking to, for technology guys. So if you're a software developer, website developer, you're looking for the hottest fintech company in Florida, we are it. It's razel.com. Hope to hear from you.
That was just awesome. I'm so glad you guys came on the show. I had
Thank
fun.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I had fun. I learned something I can use right away. It can make a lot of people's days better if they come in, they get on the train with you guys. They don't feel like they're being left behind by the economy. This is great. Please stick with us. We're going to talk with Phil Rosen. He's the partner shareholder at Becker & Polycoff. He closes a bunch of loans. We'll talk about what he's doing, how he's doing it, what he saw at the ICSC. Stick with us. We're going to have our Ray Sal guys. We're going to have Wanda. And hey, I may even have something to say too. So that means, oh, the phone's ringing. The deals are coming. Back after this.
If you feel like happiness is the truth, because I'm happy.
We're back on the air because we're going to talk about my good friends at Warren Henry. That's right. My good friends at Warren Henry. You're looking to buy or lease a new car. You got to get every advantage you can. That's why I got to call Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Volvo. Infiniti and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That is complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and you get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. One.
Friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Every
year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right. I've got the time now. That's because I'm at Spectrum Mortgage. If you have a loan that doesn't fit inside the box, maybe it's not FHA, Fannie Mae, all that other stuff, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you. If you're a non-resident foreign alien, Colombia, Venezuela, Argentina, Brazil, I'm like going through the map in my head. Hey, Canadian, hey, maybe you're a U.S. resident, but you had a short sale or maybe a little blippy-bippy-bippy on your credit. I can help you. We know all the community banks. We got private lenders. We're one of the oldest private lenders in Florida. We go all over the state, up to like $10 or $15 million, so we can do your asset-based real estate financing too. What a crazy term that was. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I had one call 2 minutes ago. So give me a call, 305-773-6300. I don't mind if you kick me off Facebook if you're giving a call, because I can help you get your mortgage today, because when you call me, it's all about you.
80 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Heavy delays as you work Miami-Dade. 95 northbound slow from downtown towards the Golden Glades. We're even slow on the Turnpike extension northbound from 12th Street towards 41st. Southbound slow from 12th Street towards the Dolphin. That's your South Florida traffic.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm confusing Rhonda because I blinded her by my really, really obscene marketing thing that I do here on Facebook. Rhonda, can you see me now? Is everything cool? All right. Maybe I'll move just over a little bit more catty that way. There you go. Perfecto, see? All right. Now we got Phil Rosen. He's a shareholder partner at Beckram Polyakov, had his own firm. Figured it was good to join up Beckram Polyakov. Phil, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Now, Phil and I were at the CCIM conference. The ICSC show here in Orlando. Phil, tell me a little bit about what you saw that might have been different this year than previous years at the ICSC.
Sure thing. So one of the first things I noticed when I walked in is there were a lot more people there than I had seen in previous years. So the second thing, though, was really there was one big buzz that I kept hearing from everybody.
What's that?
The biggest question out there was, are retail properties overpriced?
Wow. So what's your feel on that?
Well, there's really two trains of thought, right? And on the one end of the spectrum, you have people saying, you know what, cap rates couldn't get any lower. Prices couldn't really be much higher. It's really hard to justify them. And on the flip side, you have people saying interest rates are low. This is the new normal.
Well, what I really think is that interest rates probably can't go up too high because they've got to have an artificial cap on them, because if they went too high, the international sovereign debt would just absolutely blow everybody away. Well, that's a real complicated thing to say on radio, isn't it? And, you know, so I think we're here in a pretty different environment, like you said. And the other thing is that I think people are still looking for cash flow. They need good cash flow. They can evaluate cash flow because on retail, they've got locked in leases, locked in cash flow. Everything that's not locked in is just extra. So I think that people feel comfortable. They can give them a little edge because they understand the deal a little more. What do you think about that, Phil?
You know, I think that with people worrying about these cap rates the way they are, I think that even though interest rates are kind of low, there's no better investment for most of these people. They've got to deploy their capital somewhere. And I also heard something very interesting. Rents are going up, especially Miami-Dade. I mean, they're looking like $45 a foot. So right now, if you are buying property and you need to lease it up, you're going to make up for the difference, at least in some of the investors' minds, because the rents are going up. That should help you ease the blow of the low cap rate.
Now, Phil, we have you here because you can do a lot of different things with a lot of different people. You're one of the top residential loan closers in town, and you also do, the people are watching you, so you just say it, Phil. It doesn't really matter. What do you want me to talk about?
Well, commercial as well.
I was about to say that, but you got to give me a chance. I mean, come on. I'm usually the one that interrupts everybody in an inappropriate time. You got to let me roll here. I know you do commercial. You just talked about it. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing over there at Beckram Polyakov.
Sure thing.
With my good friend, Bernie. High five. Shout out to Bernie Friedman. Love you, Bernie.
So a couple of things that we do, really. Number one, commercial transactions. We represent buyers. We represent sellers. We represent lenders, big lenders, small lenders. We represent developers. So if anybody has any type of commercial transaction, we are the place to come. We represent a lot of commercial landlords as well. So there's not really many aspects to a commercial real estate transaction that we can't handle.
Well, I know you do great government affairs too, and you're like one of the top shops, if not the top shop for condo associations. Looks like you got this market cycle coming and going.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was also with the residential closings. We've got a title company, Association Title Services, and we've been doing an amazing job. We've got an amazing team over there that just makes all of our clients so absolutely happy.
That's amazing. Now, listen, what if somebody has a loan, they want to go on the platform RaySal? You can help them do that too, can't you?
Sure. Clients come to me at all different cycles in their purchasing. So I might get somebody who says, hey, Phil, I'm thinking of buying something, all the way through to, hey, Phil, I signed a contract without coming to see you, which is a no-no. But nevertheless, I can always give them a recommendation as to where to go. And quite frankly, the platform that I just sat here and heard about, to me, sounds amazing, because I've had way too many clients wasting time going down the road with one lender without realizing that there's a lot of options out there.
You know, and that's really what it's all about. We come here, I talk about it really, I've seen, you know, people have seen you giving the high fives. You might as well give a high five. You don't got to give a low five. That was just awesome. And it really is what we try to do here on Freedom Business. We try to bring people together that can find, you know, good business deals together, that they can work together, that can bring good information people can use right away, right today. What'd you think about that, man? You think the guy's got it going there?
Totally.
Okay, that's totally all I really wanted on that one. So, so Phil, listen, tell me about one of the problems you solved recently. It was complex. It shows people you got good chops.
Sure, absolutely. So I've got a client that owns a tremendous amount of real estate. And he came to me and he said, you know, Phil, I've got a little bit of a challenge right now. My challenge is that I've got my tenants who have pretty decent leases, but I need to do a little bit better on these leases, and I'd like to maybe negotiate with all of them. And so what we did was we came up with a program for them to evaluate each lease, go to each tenant, figure out what solved some of the tenants' needs, because a lot of the times tenants will have a need that they don't really express unless you come to them.
Well, it should always be all about them. We talk about that all the time with Brewster Keller. I think it's the number one marketing theme. In fact, that's his book. In fact, Bruce is going to be on after Labor Day talking about all about them, but enough with the shameless plug. Back to you, Phil.
Came up with this platform. We negotiated, and it wound up that it was a win for everybody. So at the end of the day, we actually wound up increasing the value of my client's property by over $5 million, and he was actually able to then go leverage, go borrow money against his properties, and actually go out and acquire more properties.
I want to give a high five shout out to my good friend Roy. Thanks for listening in, Roy. We got all these folks listening. I got to give them some shout outs. All you guys have been doing is brown nosing all your friends. I got to give a high five to my friends. Now, Phil, One more little quick question before we go over to break, and then we're going to bring in the guys. We're going to talk about the ICSC. We're going to stir it up and really make us all proud. Tell me, what's the one misconception out there in the market that you can bust today? Maybe it has to do with you guys only do condos. Wink, wink.
All right. So about our firm?
That's yes.
Easy. Well, about our firm is that we are so strong in commercial real estate, and even more so than I knew before I joined the firm recently. So I'll tell you that we do even condominium documents for some of the absolute biggest developers out there. So if anybody needs any sort of commercial help on any of their real estate, we are the absolute go-to shop.
I recommended my most recent condo client. They were actually doing an office condo to you. High five for helping them out. We have a caller. We don't have a caller? You told me we have a caller, Wanda. Give me the caller. Can I have the caller, please? Jamie, is that you?
Jamie's here.
I'm wearing your glasses. Watch me on Facebook. Hey, Jamie, we had a great time. Your booth was ground zero for good times and good information. How'd you find the ICSC this year?
I found the ICSC to be great. I think it was because of the Havana Nights party, and I had asked people to come by the booth to get their wristband in order to get drinks.
So, and this is, by the way, Jamie Levinshawn from Hayes Insurance, top of the line Hayes Insurance, property insurance. I'm getting a click, click. What? You know them too? You went to the party?
Thank you, Hayes Insurance, for the party.
See that? I'm getting all these thank yous, Jamie. You just made the whole show. I loved your red dress, by the way.
Aw, thank you so much. It was a salsa conservative dress, but it was great. I've been listening to Phil Rosen. Hi, Phil.
How you doing, Jamie?
See, that's why you wear the headsets, Phil.
I love it.
All right. Now, Jamie.
Phil is our sponsor. So it was a really cool collaborative event. I think there was a lot of great energy this year.
So what it really was a great place where people came together to do deals, but beyond that, to meet each other and have a great common experience. I want to give a shout out to my good friend, David. I met his new bride. He showed me all the great pictures. He made me feel like $1 million. Wanda, how much more time do I got in this segment? I got 1 minute. So Jamie, if people need insurance, how do they find your girlfriend?
They call me. How? You can call me, 786-210-4180. You can also reach us. We're Hayes Companies of Florida.
Got to go slower. We got Jets fans. No. You went too fast with all that. We got Jets fans listening. You got to go real slow. Now, that number again was
786-210-4180.
And your website, miss?
I'm sorry?
Your website?
Our website is www.hayescompanies.com.
We got to get you in the room one day because I think your energy and my energy, we just blow it up. Hey, everybody, stick with us. We'll be right back with more great information that you can use today to make your life better here on Freedom Business. Thank you to Jamie Levinshawn from Hayes for calling in. Wanda, it's yours.
Thanks, Phil.
Oh, my pleasure.
Let's travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the guard.
I love you, Wanda. You're the best. Of course, I love Vivian Moore. Vivian, ours is a business relationship. Vivian and I are very special. We'll talk a couple seconds about Vivian, too, in a couple minutes. But I do want to thank everybody for listening today. And I want to remind you that if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out my friends, your friends, the community's friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Jaguar, Infiniti. That's right. I got it right this time. They're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. Heck, even get a personal assistant you can call anytime for anything for 4 years. So always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Crank up the music, Wanda.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, before I get going, I want to give a shout out to all my folks that are listening and watching on Facebook. Roy, high five, we need to do deals. And Rachel, I need you back on the show. Rachel was one of our original sponsors. It's her. She's one of the reasons we're here today doing show. I think it's 880, 384. We're entering in our eighth year. It's just rocking. And I also want to thank our sponsors at Spectrum Mortgage. If you need a mortgage and it doesn't fit into the normal box, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I must be blowing it off the top of the soundboard today. I'm sorry, Wanda, but I'm just gassed up and ready to go. So if you're from Venezuela, Colombia, Brazil, Argentina, it doesn't really matter. Canada, hey, maybe you're a U.S. citizen, but you got some credit, maybe a credit blip or a short sale in there. Give me a call. I can help you. Maybe you own something and you want to buy something else. I can help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We got great private lenders we do business with. We can be creative. We can help you achieve your dream. That's right. It's all about self-actualization. Call me at 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're heading into the fourth quarter. And before we go any further, I want to thank the folks at Aventura Hospital. They've been taking care of my mom in ICU. I love you, Mom. I love you folks at Aventura Hospital. The whole fifth floor has been absolutely awesome. But the charge nurse, Andrea, Stanley and Nina, who have been my mom's personal angels, I want to thank y'all. I really want to thank my friend Howard, who lives up there and provided me with comfort that if I needed to get up there and couldn't, that he'd be there too. And of course, I want to thank the folks at the DaVita Dialysis Center that are taking care of my wife, and the folks over at Mount Sinai that are taking care of my mother-in-law. Yeah, I've had a busy couple of weeks, but we're back here with my good friends talking about real estate. We've got Phil and the rest of the team. Get in there. Come on. I want to talk to everybody right now. We're going to talk about the ICSC, what we saw happening. That's right. We've got my good friend Josh Young, the founder of Raceall. We've got Phil Rosen, shareholder at Becker and Polyakov, and Manny Huerta. He's with Ray Saul too. So real quick, guys, pass the mic around. Let's start with Manny. Manny, you've been to a couple of ICSCs. What was different about this one? What'd you hear on the street that made a really cool impression on you?
Well, I really didn't attend this one.
Oh, well, then forget
I was, you. I was left at home taking care of business that Josh was drumming up while being at the show.
Well, high five to you for being honest about that. Did Josh bring anything back? What was a
yes,
good
he
thing?
Did.
What was something interesting that Josh brought back?
We got a construction loan for an ALF that he found. We got a multifamily
at the shopping center show.
And we got a multifamily deal in Georgia.
Wow, this is some awesome stuff. We really do need to sit down and talk. Green Street sometime real soon for breakfast, guys?
Whenever you like.
You know, it's right across from our Spectrum Mortgage office, where if it doesn't fit in the box, we can get you help too. Now, Josh, we had Jamie call in. You were a sponsor Phil was sponsoring an event. It sounds to me like maybe you went and you need to go, and maybe you need to be a sponsor. What was the most interesting thing you learned at the ICSC about the retail industry? We talked about everything but retail, Manny. High five to you for getting off topic.
What I saw is a lot of development deals are out there, and I saw a little bit of a shortage on a piece of the equity side. You know, it was a lot of guys pitching deals looking for that last chunk of equity. We have some nice relationships with a couple of different development groups around town. I'll give a shout out to one of them is 13th Floor Investments, one of our favorite groups.
Arno! Hey, what's happening, Arno?
And so you know, we're seeing that. We're seeing a little bit of that. And where we're coming in, obviously, is getting the debt side covered up. But I saw a lot of deals. You know, there's a lot of really quality deals out there. And there's no shortage of national tenants out there looking for quality places to put them. So,
you know, what I found, I sat in on the capital markets thing with my good friend Mike Cohn from Citi. He's one of the big CMBS underwriters. And what we talked about was the coming disconnect between what the current IO type high leverage mortgages from 10 years ago and what's being financed today. He said that the BP, I'm going to get real technical. I apologize, everybody. That some of the people that were involved in that capital loans, they were getting nervous that maybe they wouldn't be able to finance out. So how can you help people that need to finance out get financed?
Well, I mean, the refinance market is going to continue to be probably the driver of this market. And there's a lot of lenders are still hungry for quality deals. I think you're going to see probably at some point soon some interest rate increase, which is going to provide a little more value to these lenders. But there are exit strategies for those B, the C. It doesn't really matter. The property values have increased quite a bit. So I think there's definitely exit strategies, and we're getting creative, as we mentioned earlier. We've got some real creative solutions, real high level, bankers and commercial lenders that can find ways of either finding an exit strategy for a partner or another debt provider, or providing a full level refinance.
You know, we're going to get ready to go in a couple seconds. So why don't you tell people how to find you? And I know you're hiring, so people that need want to stay in business, you should give you a call too. Tell me a little bit about that, Josh.
Well, you can find us at Razel.com. If you just Google commercial mortgage marketplace, you will find us at the top of the list. One thing we are looking for, and one thing we're partnering with, is residential mortgage brokers. If you're a residential mortgage broker and you get commercial leads and you're not monetizing them, call me or find us at Razel.com, and we'll show you how to monetize them. You can use our platform and make money from those leads. We have virtually every lender. We have hundreds of different lenders in our platform. So if you're a residential mortgage broker and you have commercial leads, call us to monetize those. 855-407-LOAN.
Wanda, how much more time do I have? Oh, I got 2 minutes. That means you get 30 seconds, Philip. How do they find you at Becker and Polikoff if they need a good deal smith to help them close their deal?
Well, that's pretty easy. Our website is www.bplegal.com, and you can reach me directly at prosen@bplegal.com, or my number is 954-364-6026.
All right, I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank the CCIM, Spectrum Mortgage, the Miami Marlins. I want to thank Magnum Energy Solutions. I want to thank Inland Real Estate. I want to thank Kind Snacks and the NFL alumni. Hey, if it wasn't for you folks, I wouldn't have a show. Oh, I didn't even thank Sandy. I didn't thank Sandy at Espresso Marketing. Oh my gosh, more mortgage calls are coming in. I want to thank Sandy at Espresso Marketing and Social Media 305. I want to thank the Lawrence Kids and all the rest of our sponsors. Hey, if you missed today's show, it's going to be up on the web real soon. If you want to connect with me, you're the most important part of the show, because without you, my listeners, I wouldn't have a show. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 if I can help you with a mortgage. Hey, if you want to reach me on Twitter, @JimFreed, the show's Freed on Business, @FreedOnBusiness, Facebook, LinkedIn, LinkedIn. Hey, you know why are we going to be back next week for show number 385? And our eighth year starts in about 2 weeks. Because I just love doing this. Can you figure that out yet? That's right. I love doing this. Hey, if you want to get something accomplished, go out there and do it. Find a way. Because if you can't, then you're just not trying. So, Wanda, take it away. Thanks again. Next week, Freedom Business, 7 o'clock, 8 a.m. I'll be fired up. You'll be there. Information you can use to make your life better immediately. And that's it, Wanda.